It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Tanner Dawson. Hey, Tanner.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, so far so good. Can't complain.
Excellent. New tune of yours called The Man You Make Me. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first of all, Tanner, welcome to the show. You've never been on the program before. Why don't you kind of tell us about yourself a little bit?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cal. So I was born and raised here in Chase, British Columbia, and I've kind of moved all over in the last 5 or 6 years, but came back to Kamloops, which is about, I want to say, 45 minutes away, kind of setting up shop here over COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Got myself a band together. Recently, I've been working with a producer at a Kelowna, which is about an hour and a half away. And this last couple of years, just really kind of, really trying to get into it, writing lots and working hard at this and
yeah.
Trying to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, you bet. I know there's a huge support system out there with the British Columbia Country Music Association, isn't there?
Oh, completely, yeah. And we kind of just switched over. I've only been a part of it for about 2 years now, but
mm-hmm.
A lot of their executives, I believe, have kind of changed over, and I think it's a really good good young group that's kind of coming in. Which is nice to see.
Yeah, you bet. Got some great ideas for that association, I'm sure, over the next couple of years. It'll be exciting to see where you guys go with it.
Yeah, totally.
You bet. Name of the song is called The Man You Make Me. Tell me about that tune.
So I wrote this song end of 2019. We were, was actually coming out of another band that I was in for a while, just kind of like a corporate band. And I wrote this song, never fit that band, and I wrote it about my ex-girlfriend, currently my ex-girlfriend, but she wasn't my girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote it about her, and we tried tracking it with that band, and it wasn't working, so I put it on hold for about 6 months. And then the beginning of COVID, or right before COVID, that's when I kind of branched out and decided to go on my own, and we're throwing demos between me and my producer, listening to songs, listening to scratch tracks. And this one just kind of popped out, and it ended up being the first single on what will be soon to be I've got a 5-song EP coming out that we're currently working on in the studio. And this song's just kind of a right up the middle, modern country with a bit of that traditional writing style and very honest, just kind of a basic love song about trying to be the best person you can be for your significant other. And yeah.
Yeah, you bet. So is this song, as you said, part of the new EP, would this be sort of indicative of the rest of the sound of the EP that you're going after?
I actually would say this would be the most straight up the middle as far as modern country is
mm-hmm.
today. I think everything else on the EP, honestly, is going to kind of pull. I'm trying to pull this first 5-song EP. I'm trying to pull from my influences kind of far and wide to give people a bit of an idea of where I could go,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people kind of try to stick with a similar concept for albums and EPs, but I figured, I don't know. Everyone likes diversity right now, I feel. So try to put it all out there at the very beginning.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea, Tanner, because it kind of gives you, the listener, the fan, a good cross-section of who you are, you know, if they listen
yeah.
to your EP. So, yeah, cool.
They might one person might not like everything on the EP, but at
yep.
least there's something on there for everybody.
For everybody, yeah. That's terrific. Well, I can't wait to hear it. I bet you're just dying to get out in front of somebody and play, hey?
Oh, it's been crazy. Yeah, mm-hmm. we've kind of, I want to say we've done a few private events, and
mm-hmm.
it feels like you're bootlegging when you're playing a show.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, you're trying to do it. Obviously, you're trying to do it as safe as possible, but like, yeah, even little acoustic gigs are, recently in BC, we've had some restrictions come off, and like I was able to do a single release party on November 4th.
Right.
And that kind of thing. But that was honestly the first time that me and my band have played anything in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like a full production.
My goodness. Yeah. Yeah. I bet.
So definitely excited for what's like, hopefully this spring coming up,
yeah.
we can get back to normal.
We've been saying that it seems like an eternity, but sooner or later.
Is.
Yeah, sooner or later it's going to happen, I think. So,
if we keep saying it, it'll happen.
I agree. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Tanner? What's the best way for that?
My main presence, I believe, is Instagram. I do have a Facebook page that kind of just keeps everybody up to date on events and things. And I think Facebook's a little bit more local, but my Instagram is very, that's kind of where I post all my daily content or weekly content, stuff like that.
Terrific.
I keep everyone updated as far as like what's happening with Spotify, if I've got a video coming out, all that stuff's on Instagram. I am on TikTok, Twitter. I've got a website, tannerdossamiza.com, YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All of it's just, if you look up Tanner Dawson Music, you'll find it.
Sure. Awesome, man. Thanks for the chat with this, and good luck with this this new tune. I hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Tanner Dawson on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.